Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Five Short Blasts sees audiences taken out by boat from Brighton Marina to get an up-close and real sense of life on the waves. Originally conceived by Madeline Flynn and Tim Humphrey to focus on marine life and work based around Shoreham Harbour, it moved to Brighton Marina due to tidal complications. There was nothing stable about this morning's trip out on the high seas. I was up bright and early and took to the waves.
Attention, please. All passengers.
Now's a good time to turn the phone onto aeroplane mode.
Five short blasts.
Okay.
Shoreham will shortly be departing.
My name's Bindi Green. I'm from Five Short Blasts. I'm based in Melbourne, Australia, and I work with Tim Humphries and Madeline Flynn, who are the creators of this artwork.
So tell me about what the experience is. What have you set out to do here?
So Five Short Blasts is an experience of a city and from the perspective of the water. So we've created a version of Shoreham, the town, which is a bit further down the coast from Brighton Marina. So it's an experience for audience to come and get an understanding of the waterways, which is part of their environment that they live in and walk past and see every day, and to get a bit of an understanding of the people who live and work in that waterway.
You wake up the next morning and you feel like you've just done battle with Mike Tyson sometimes.
Had, I think, since I've been in the crew in the last year, we had one long one that was like 9 hours. So it's interesting to see how your body reacts to that really low. One minute you're sitting at your desk, the next minute you're at sea for 9 hours.
I got lucky because coming down here today, the experience we're out and it's nice weather, it's calm, it's pleasant. So viewing it from the sea was a bit like being sort of on a tourist trip to start with.
Oh, it's incredibly changeable. It's as changeable as the weather itself. We have days where we've been up to force 5 and almost to 6 in when the gale is really strong and the boat is rising up and down out of the water 3 or 4 metres because once you go out of the breakwater, out through the breakwater, out into the channel, it gets incredibly rough. They start using words like really lumpy seas. It's a really bouncy sea today, or it's quite choppy today. But it can be incredibly disconcerting. And people have been feeling a little kind of nauseous and a little changed by the experience.
Heave to. Come roll. Maintain visual contact with the lost or
The listening experience is very much created by the natural environment and what's happening in the area around you, as well as the composed score that sits in the work. So one day you might be like, we had a rescue happen yesterday. We had the boat that was going out was called to rescue a sailboat that needed to be brought back into harbour. And there were 2 distress calls going on at the same time. So the lifeboats went to the one which was further out, but our vessel, the Sea Breeze, that we were running our show on, was the closest one to the yacht in distress. So it's maritime law that if you are the closest vessel, it's your obligation to go and rescue. No one was in danger, no one was hurt. It wasn't a life-threatening situation. Just about 5 minutes or so while we paused to take a moment to determine exactly what's the situation we're in here. And that became, for that day, it's part of the work. That intersection of recreation, of activity, of industry, and of this whole universe of marine life.
He stirred the guts in the sea. Gulls smiled greedily above our pink foam plate. His bloody fish gut fingers.
The elephant in the room is obviously the change of venue. Mm. How has that been for you, and what kind of response have you had from people from that change? Because we should have been at Shoreham, we're by the restaurants at Brighton Marina.
Exactly. It is a significant change. It came very late in the day as well. It was an unavoidable change. It was about safety of getting passengers on and off boats, and it was about the ability of skippers to be able to land at the jetties down there and it became apparent that we wouldn't be able to run the entire season. And so the move to Brighton Marina, while artistically wouldn't have been the original choice, practically and responsibly it's the right choice. What we do like, though, is that we are bringing Shoreham down to Brighton Marina, and that's a really lovely thing. We're still hearing all those voices, we're still hearing all those stories, and the people from Shoreham who know that environment and know those people and know the kind of reference points that are touched on by some of the text that's been created for the work by Tim and Julia Crouch, people really respond to that. It's fantastic. And so it's great that it's, even though we've had a change of location, the work is still well and truly rooted in Shoreham, and it's very much, Shoreham is at the heart of the work.
And 5 short blasts runs through Sunday. Lots of the slots are fully booked, but as of this afternoon, and I checked with the box office in the past hour, there are some tickets available for Tuesday morning sailing. So if you're listening to this on Monday evening, then you can get in touch with the box office and get a ticket for tomorrow morning.
It's going to be
lovely weather, and it's in lovely weather, it's a great experience.
I have to ask, were there sick bags?
They did say it's very calm today, but we do have sick bags if anyone needs them, in a kind of sense of no one will need them. And I thought, no, I will. I get nauseous if my bath starts kind of, you know, move a thigh in the bath, you know. So I was fine, but I think if I'd have been on board during the 3 to 4 metre waves when it was a little bit windy last week, yeah, I might not have found it as pleasant.
I'm actually really jealous of you having done that, because I haven't actually done it, but I was interested in hearing your report. What a remarkable story about having to rescue a boat while they were out there.
It is interesting that happened. And I did ask after the interview as to whether they'd sort of said to people, just let you know, this is not part of... And they did sort of stop for 5 minutes to just check everything and make sure they were OK to continue, that there wasn't an emergency that demanded, you know, to change completely what was happening. But made it all the more interesting for people.
Well, I'm glad you did ask the question about it being at Shoreham, because as you pointed out, it originally was going to be at Shoreham, now moved to the marina. How did that actually work, though, because a lot of the stories were actually about Shoreham? Did it work for you? Did you suspend your disbelief?
Because I had bought a ticket very early when they went on sale, thinking, that sounds great. I love a bit of industrial sense.
Industrial porn, we all love that, don't we?
Exactly. And I don't know Shoreham Harbour. I don't live that end of town. So I was looking forward to that front. So I went along thinking, how's this going to be? And also, when you're on it, a lot of the recordings and the stories are Shoreham related. Mm. But, I mean, to be honest, you do go out quite away from the marina. So you're looking across the seafront.
Okay.
But at the same time, it was designed to fit in with certain specific locations at certain times. It doesn't jar, it just doesn't fit like it would have fitted like a foot in a flip-flop, or had it been that?
A foot in a rubber glove.
Something like that. So it did, you kind of think, it would have been lovely if this had been at Shoreham. But it was great. I mean, I went with 2 friends and all of us said, what a treat to be out on a boat. And also, I thought we were going to be on a boat with like sort of 10 other people. And in fact, there was 4 of us on the boat.
Oh, bijou, intimate.
And you get given a cup of tea and a flapjack, which is fine when it's calm at sea. So if you fancy an early morning cup of tea and a flapjack and some interesting visuals and a little bit of live music at some point, which I won't give away, get yourself a ticket for tomorrow morning, because everything else is sold out.
Okay, terrific. So it's 5 short blasts, and I go to the Brighton Festival website, brightonfestival.org.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.